Kristi Noem, Angel Families Call on Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to Abandon Dangerous Sanctuary Policies. By John Binder on May 7, 2025. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem joined Angel Families, whose loved ones have been killed by illegal aliens, to call on Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., to end the state's sanctuary policies that shield illegal aliens from federal immigration law. During a press conference in Springfield, Illinois, on Wednesday, Noem accused Pritzker of perpetuating violence and criminality against his citizens in this state through the state's sanctuary policy that seeks to prevent Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agents from getting custody of criminal illegal aliens sitting in local jails. People who support sanctuary policies talk about love and compassion. Well, where is the compassion for families that stand behind me? Noem said. For 2 years, J.B. Pritzker has protected individuals like that, illegal alien criminals, so that he can stand up and say that he is a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state. Shame on him. Alongside Noem was the brother of 66-year-old Denny McCann, killed by illegal alien felon Saul Chavez, who hit and dragged McCann nearly 300 feet to his death in a drunk driving crash in 2011, and the father of 21-year-old Marine Lance Corporal James Ray Walden III, killed by an illegal alien in a crash in 2017. 2 months after my brother was killed, Cook County and Cotati Law passed the sanctuary law, and about 7 or 8 years later, Pritzker signed the sanctuary law, Brian McCann, Denny's brother, told the media. We're one of the most prolific sanctuary states in the Union. Jim Walden said he will never get the chance to see his son Jimmy grow, get married, have kids because the illegal alien accused of killing him was shielded by sanctuary policies. The state of Maryland admitted they knew he was illegal 5 years before he killed my son, and during that 5-year period, they had him in jail 5 times, Jim said. He was convicted of domestic violence and put on probation. Jimmy would have been 30 years old yesterday. He continued, noting that the illegal alien recently was charged with illegal reentry for the 3rd time. No Angel family's death can be considered an accident because if the governor had done his job and deported these criminals, they wouldn't have been able to kill our families. I just wish that I could see my son grow, get married, and have kids, Jim said. But it's never going to happen. Kathy Zander, whose son John was killed by fentanyl poisoning, and Nancy Platania, whose son Nick similarly died of fentanyl poisoning, also joined Noem at the press conference. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.